The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and Advisors.
From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Most of the news from Venezuela in recent days is not encouraging for the restoration of democracy there. Late last week, President Nicolás Maduro's regime arrested Roberto Marrero, the top aide to opposition leader Juan Guaido. The United States and 50 other countries recognize Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate president. Then on Sunday, Russia flew a military advisor and 100 troops into Venezuela to support Maduro. WLRN's Luis Hernandez spoke with America's correspondent Tim Padgett on Sundial about the latest developments.
Update on the arrest of Guaido's top chief, Roberto Marrero. What do we know about where he is at the moment?
We know that he's in the hands of what's called the SEBIN, the Intelligence Security Agency in Venezuela. That's all we know. Late last week, they raided his home, took him away, and it's had a chilling effect. This is the biggest attack that's come yet on the opposition and Guaido's people. But on the other hand, it's sort of galvanizing Guaido supporters. There was a huge rally over the weekend out in the eastern part of Venezuela as a response to this.
And is there now a fear that Guaido, would they arrest Guaido?
Right. My hunch is that they will not, at least not in the short term. And there's a reason for that. And it has to do with Cuba. Let's keep in mind that Cubans are really running the security show in Venezuela. And if you look back 16 years ago in Cuba, there was a dissident leader there named Oswaldo Payá, the late Oswaldo Payá. And he challenged the Castro regime to reform the Constitution. And they said, well, you need 10,000 signatures to do that. Well, he actually went out and got 10,000 signatures, handed them to Castro, and said, okay, let's start the Constitution reform process. Castro was so bugged out by this, but he didn't arrest Oswaldo Payá. He ended up arresting everybody around him, about 75 people, but he did not throw Payá in jail because Castro knew that would cause such an international backlash that it would create too many problems for him. So I think they're using the same MO in Venezuela right now. They're going to arrest a lot of people around Guaido, but not Guaido himself.
In hopes of stopping Guaido, slowing him down, shutting him up?
As I said, having that chilling effect on his movement. So they keep Guaido out of jail and they can say, well, we didn't arrest Juan Guaido. But by arresting everyone around him, it keeps that thought in the air that at any moment we could arrest Juan Guaido if we wanted to.
So after the news of Marrero's arrest, the U.S. tightened sanctions on Venezuela, this time on the National Development Bank. What can you tell us about this move? What does it mean to Maduro?
Not much. We have really spent the most powerful sanctions, and the most significant being a few weeks ago, you'll remember, when we essentially cut off oil imports from Venezuela because we fixed it so the revenues from that oil would not go to the Maduro regime. It would go to an escrow account that goes to Guaido and his presidency when and if he becomes president. So all the sanctions that come after this now, like the one on the development bank that you just mentioned, they could cause some discomfort, but this is all minor now compared to the big bullet a few weeks ago. What we're doing really more than anything else is waiting for that one big sanction that I just talked about to work. And it could very well begin to start showing its effects on the Maduro regime. Last week, for example, or this month, was the first time ever that we've essentially seen no Venezuelan oil being imported into the United States. That's a huge thing. So I think at this point, the United States and the opposition in Venezuela and the rest of the world just has to sort of sit back and wait to see if this really does undermine not just the financial, but the political health of the Maduro regime.
And Russia now sent two planes into Venezuela with a military advisor and 100 troops?
Putin has a very strong interest in seeing regimes like Maduro's thrive in Latin America because they oppose the United States. Putin wants to undermine democracy in this hemisphere. And so he has been supporting regimes like Maduro's, like Nicaragua's, as a way of undercutting United States influence. And these two planes that went into Venezuela are a perfect example of this.
That was WLRN America's correspondent Tim Padgett talking with Luis Hernandez on Sundial. This is WLRN News.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and Advisors.